This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Retail, as we've been reporting for a while now, is in some trouble, but there are parts of it that are doing all right, good even. The market research firm NPD Group says plus-size fashion was up 6% last year, twice the rate of apparel overall, and that's despite the general lack of big brand names in that space. Ashley C. Ford writes for Refinery29. She's got a new piece out on the business of plus-size fashion. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Where did women of larger sizes shop for fashion before?
Mostly Lane Bryant. And beforehand, there were just a lot of tricks and tips, and there was a lot of making your own clothes, and there was a lot of here's how to buy things in straight sizes that are oversized and make them fit your body, or, you know, things like that. Like, it was a lot of internet sharing and community sharing of how to adorn our bodies in a way that truly allowed us to feel as beautiful as we are.
You mentioned internet sharing. You went into a brick and mortar retailer, and I can't remember which one it was. You didn't see your sizes there, and you went to the salesperson and you said, "Where can I find stuff?" And they said, "Online." And you went online, and it was a cornucopia really of stuff for you to wear.
Yes, absolutely.
That's so interesting.
That is something that you see with a lot of brick and mortar stores for some reason that I can't entirely explain. And these places don't really market the fact that they actually do carry sizes larger than a 10 or a 12 or a 14. Mm-hmm. And so people just don't know to go there. They have no idea unless they happen upon it. You know, it's still most likely to happen online versus in the store.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned marketing. And in this piece that you wrote, there's some old Lane Bryant ads, which are unbelievable. Stout women dress fashionably, look slender. And then calling all chubbies, another woman, a full-size woman in a dress. And then you scroll down, and there's a Lane Bryant ad just owning it. Modern day, out there saying, listen, in fact, here's the tagline. This body is made to be uncovered. It's remarkable, the change.
It absolutely is. And that change has really been driven by the community. As women have learned to love themselves and to understand that every healthy body is not a straight size, we've pushed this market. And I love seeing that ad from Lane Bryant. I love that it ended up being part of the piece because it is a great representation of how far we've come. And there's so much further to go.
Here comes the nuts and bolts question. Retail has been struggling, as I'm sure you know.
Absolutely.
Does this emphasis on plus-size fashions and the profit it can bring, does it last, do you think?
I think it does last. And I think it lasts because the market is clearly starving for it. And on top of that, the market right now is really being driven by teen voices. You know, I'm not, you know, that much, like I'm 30, you know, so it's like, you know, I could be saying this and then, you know, 30 years, it could be like, who cares? That generation is gone, you know, whatever. But the truth of the matter is people who are much, much younger than me are begging for these options, are less begging than demanding these options. I think offering options is never a bad thing, especially to a community who is ready and willing to give you their money.
Ashley C. Ford, she's at Refinery29 writing for New York Magazine on plus-size fashions. Ashley, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Kai.